Gene, you're here on a grassroots effort to speak on behalf of former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin. What's the message that you're trying to get out early in this season, I guess you could call it?
Well, we want to remind everybody that she's out there and that we believe very strongly she's going to run. We believe she's going to get the nomination and she's going to beat Barack Obama and govern effectively, turn this country back in the right direction.
Okay, and again, the organization that you're with is?
OrganizeForPalin.com is our website. Just Organize for Palin.
Okay, and what sort of effort is going on around the state with this organization?
Well, one of the big things that we're doing is we're trying to attend all of the Republican County Central Committee meetings in all 99 counties, and we're trying to have someone in each meeting each month. So that's a challenge, just fanning out across the state and meeting all the county leadership. We don't want to do what so many of the campaigns do, where they concentrate all of their efforts in just Polk County, where Des Moines is, and Linn County, where Cedar Rapids is, and ignore the rural counties and the smaller communities.
So then that sounds like sort of the game plan is, again, a very, very localized grassroots effort?
Yes, it's localized, but it's broad-based, so not centralized.
Okay.
We want to go where the others are not going.
Kind of cover all your bases.
Exactly.
What's the organization structure like? You mentioned a gentleman from California that's traveled to Iowa.
Peter Singleton is an attorney from Menlo Park, California, and he has been living out of a suitcase for the last 6 months or so, crisscrossing Iowa, doing a lot of this. Everything he's done on his own dime. He has no independent source of funding whatsoever because he's that committed. Mm-hmm. And his level of commitment has attracted a fair amount of attention from Iowans like me that just are excited that,
sure.
I mean, we believe God's really calling people to do this. But he was interviewed in the Wall Street Journal. There was an article written about him that appeared last Friday. I forget the name of the guy that wrote it, but there's a picture of him in front of the Iowa State House. And the headline was, "Is this guy Sarah Palin's secret weapon in Iowa?"
Do you feel like that's true, that he perhaps is?
I think he might be.
Yeah?
I think he might be.
Okay. So a couple of sort of campaign questions. If this goes well and she decides to make those next steps to,
yes,
to run a campaign, how does your presentation then to voters, potential voters, change, or what's the strategy moving forward should that happen?
Well, I think we'll just fold into her regular campaign organization at that point, but we hope to have a good superstructure on the ground ready to support the paid campaign people when they get here, the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a big difference, having committed grassroots people, local people that are already on board and, you know, are already knocking on doors and making phone calls and,
sure,
and showing up.
And again, this the effort that you're a part of is an all-volunteer effort.
It is all volunteer.
Okay, and what, yep, are those next steps that she will presumably take, or you hope that she will take to get this nomination rolling?
She will have to form an exploratory committee. She will have to resign her position at Fox News when she announces or in close proximity probably to forming the committee. I would anticipate she wouldn't be able to put that off much beyond June, if at all, to make a significant showing in Iowa, and I believe she's going to do that. So,
okay.
And we're looking for something to happen officially in the not-too-distant future.
For folks who may question her experience as 2 years governor of Alaska and certainly got her feet wet, you could say, as a vice presidential nominee.
Yes.
In what ways have you seen her change as a candidate and be perhaps more prepared for a role as and be prepared for presidential politics?
Well, she has been working on her level of preparation. She's been doing her homework. She's been studying policy papers and meeting with foreign policy experts and economists and people who can help her get up to speed on all of those things. You know, when she was first brought into the campaign with John McCain, as governor of Alaska, it really wasn't necessary for her to be a foreign policy expert. the kinds of economic savvy you need to be president of the United States is not the same level of what you need to be a good, effective governor of a state with a not very large population base. So she's been doing her homework since then, probably as much, if not more, than anybody else who's out there right now. More, I think, than our current president has done his, from what I can see.
Okay. Well, Jean, thank you so much for your time.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you.